With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Swollen rivers flood towns in the U.S. South after days-long deluge of rain. Correspondent Julie Walker.
Governor Andy Beshear says the Kentucky River in Frankfort has crested, almost breaking a record.
What we have seen is rescue after rescue after rescue.
Other rivers crested to almost near record levels, and some are still rising, says National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Jarvis.
You had the right atmospheric conditions come together to produce extremely heavy rainfall and produce catastrophic flooding.
Officials caution people not to drive through floodwaters and heed evacuation orders. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, European leaders are contemplating responses to new stringent U.S. tariffs.
Europe could broaden the trade war by targeting big tech, a category more vulnerable to retaliation because the U.S. exports more than it imports. The EU response could include attacks on digital giants such as Google, Apple, Meta, Amazon and Microsoft, as French officials have recommended. Outgoing German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says the EU must show we have strong muscles, but British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said his government would react with cool and calm heads, telling business leaders in London that he hoped to strike a trade deal with the Trump administration that would see the tariffs rescinded. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is meeting with President Trump in Washington. The president just announcing high-level direct talks will be held with Iran on Saturday. Earlier, President Trump welcomed the reigning champion Los Angeles Dodgers to the White House. The national title game between Florida and Houston tonight in San Antonio. Houston has never won a title. The Gators are one win away from their third and first since they went back-to-back in 2006 and 2007. This is SRN News. A British pro-lifer is convicted.
64-year-old Livia Tosicki Bolt stood silently outside an abortion clinic in Bournemouth holding a sign that read, "Here to talk if you want." But that was enough to get her arrested for violating England's new buffer zone law that bars any pro-life expression within 500 feet of a clinic. Bolt has now been convicted in order to pay £20,000 in court costs. Pro-life advocates say the buffer zones are a clear violation of free speech and religious expression. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has denied a motion to stop the National Endowment for the Arts from barring funds to artists whose projects promote gender ideology, saying that the agency is no longer doing that. Four arts groups sued the NAA last month, seeking a preliminary injunction over what they said were violations of the First Amendment. This is SRN News. House Speaker Mike Johnson has reached a deal with Republican Representative Anna Paulina Luna of Florida over her push to allow new parents to vote by proxy, a development that is set to unlock the House floor after the explosive issue brought the chamber to a standstill. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Under the agreement being worked out, the House would formalize vote pairing. The procedure would allow a member, in this case a new mother, who must be absent for a vote to coordinate with a lawmaker voting opposite their stance who is willing to abstain from the vote. That way, the new mother's absence is canceled out. Additionally, Johnson is looking at increasing accessibility for young mothers in the Capitol, a prospect that the speaker revealed last week. Johnson announced the deal in a conference call with GOP lawmakers Sunday afternoon while making the case for lawmakers to support the budget resolution adopted by the Senate in the wee hours of Saturday morning. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.